could I introduce you guys? Just come up here, would you please, real quick? I'm sorry, this is what I do, this is how it works. I just love this couple. This is Michael and Brandy Combs, everybody. And if you hadn't met them yet, you really ought to get to know them. They're our neighbors, live just down the street from us. Brandy worked at the Y for a while. Michael is a HVAC technician, and in and out of the church, more or less, would call herself a prodigal. We kind of said this when we baptized her a few weeks ago. Michael, not growing up in the church, very analytical, super smart guy, and kind of wants it to make sense. Hadn't really traveled from here to here. We sat right over here a couple of years ago, shared the gospel. I said, what this means is giving your life to Jesus. He's the boss. He has to come and possess you. And you said at that time...
I guess I said at that time that... I don't know, that I just wasn't necessarily as open to it. You know, I wanted it, but it was just hard to kind of wrap my head around.
Hadn't quite gotten there yet. Yeah. The school shooting hoax a month or two ago happened. Michael is in Western Kansas, which
city? Garden City.
Garden City, working on an HVAC project, second shift, yep. And just broken. Kids might be in the school, there might be a shooter we didn't know. They're praying, he calls, they're talking a little bit. Tell us what happened at that 1 o'clock in the morning time frame, if you would.
Yeah, so kind of weird hearing myself. Okay, so pretty much, you know, I was cleaning up at the end of the shift. It was around 12:30 in the morning, and the school that we're working at, similar to like our middle school, where it's not like completely outside of town, but it's on the edge of town, so there's not really much around it. And as I'm cleaning up, I'm just kind of like mentally unpacking the day, I find myself thinking that, you know, I want to pray for the safety of my children and the safety of everybody's children, that, you know, nothing actually happened. And just thinking to myself that, you know, next time when I talk to Brandy, because she's asleep, 12:30, you know, in the morning, just to tell her, like, hey, I for sure want to go to church this Sunday. And I'm putting stuff in the back of my van. I come around to the side of my van, open up my side door, hang up my refrigerant gauges. You know, and as I'm going to close my door, I see somebody walk out from behind my van over to the side. My first thought is, you know, like, who's walking up on me at, you know, 12:30 out in the middle of nowhere? And he is a very well-dressed man, fancy clothes, fancy shoes. And he told me that he was driving by and he felt like he needed to stop and invite me to church, you know, invite me to service. And I said, well, that's very kind, but I don't live here. I live 4 hours east of here. He said, that's okay. He said, you know, there are churches in Wichita, you know, but I just want to tell you that the Lord is doing powerful things, you know, in your life, in our lives. And I just felt like I needed to tell you that. So, you know, I guess with that, you know, it took me a little bit to just kind of process it, because I was still just kind of taken aback that, you know, I encountered somebody who wasn't on the job site with us, you know, kind of in the middle of nowhere. And, you know, like as I thought about it, I just felt that, you know, this is an unmistakable message, you know, that the Lord wants me to know him, and he wants to be in my life, you know, so I just felt I couldn't ignore it, so.
Yeah. So Brandy talks to me, and she says, we're ready, and we sit up here right after that, and I ask the same question again, are you ready to be a disciple? You ready to have Jesus possess you? And Michael said,
Yes.
What have you been praying? Tell me about
it. Okay, so for the past 2 years, I'm going to get emotional, so I'm sorry. I have prayed almost every night that the Lord reveal himself to my husband and that we get closer to our faith. And so the fact that that happened that night was pretty great, because right after he had that encounter, I woke up, you know, to feed the baby, and I called, just felt like I needed to call him, and he was like, Brandy, you're never gonna guess what just happened, right? And I'm like, oh my gosh, okay. So he told me the story, and then we sat on the phone together, hours apart from each other, and prayed together. And it was a very beautiful thing. So
praise the Lord. Thank you. The kingdom of God is coming in their home. It's so encouraging to watch. It just does my heart so much good. So pray for Michael and Brandy, if you would. They're just doing such a great job pursuing the Lord. Get to know them as well.